Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice, and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that great is the peace of your people, because we are not weary in our well-doing, but we reap in due season, and we faint not. We thank you, God, that far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it was you that has brought us out of bondage, and it was you that has healed us and delivered us and set us free. And we give you glory and honor and praise, because we are the healed of the Lord. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the royal priesthood. We are the holy nation. We thank you, Lord, we are victorious over every power of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that we are prosperous and we are victorious over every circumstance. You told us not to fear because you're with us, and we are not dismayed because you're our God. You will strengthen us. Yea, you will uphold us with the right hand of your righteousness. And we thank you for divine order over all our circumstance. Healing is the children's bread, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. Let us open up the line and pray over in the Holy Ghost.
Thunder.
Prophetess Barbara Tucker. Prophetess Barbara Tucker. All right, Prophetess Joyce Hartley, let's open up with you.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you all the praise and glory, oh God, and thanks with thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our life, oh God. And truly, we make a joyful noise unto you, oh God, and we come before your presence with singing, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God. We want to give you all honor and praise, and thank you, God, for prosperity in all areas of our lives, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for letting letting your light shine in us, that others will glorify you, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for insight. We thank you, God, for connections, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, oh God. We thank you, God, that you are bigger than this universe, and you are bigger than anything life can bring us, God. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. We thank you, God, for the great harvest that you have opened for us here right now on earth, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for your guidance and helping us and your help that you give us to dwell together in unity with one another, oh God. And God, thank you for your heavenly protection over us, over our family, over our loved ones, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you already condemn. Thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the blessed Holy Ghost in Jesus' masterful name, amen and amen.
And, Father God, even through technology, Father God, the prayer shall go through, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity to speak with you, to come before your throne of grace, Father God. Thank you, Father God, because all things are possible and all things, nothing comes by chance, Father God, and we thank you. Continued blessings, Father God, to you for healing our prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. Thank you for we know you can do all things, Father God. Thank you for the spirit of discernment and strength and even things that we eat, Father God, that we can protect this temple, Father God. Thank you for victory and all networking situations, Father God, and even family matters, Father God. Continue to touch the ministries all over, Father God, reaching and teaching your people. Thank you, God, for we hold on to the garment of healing. We hold on to your garment, Father God, of love. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for lifting us up even in this season. All things are possible in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for being our shepherd, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name, Lord God, for just bringing us together on one accord, oh dear God, to have one mind, one heart, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for just healing each and every person all over this world, oh dear God, and a special blessing to the prophet, oh dear God, that is sick right now in the hospitals, oh dear God. Lord, we just ask that you go in there and just do a fresh anointing like never before, Father God. Bless our leaders, oh dear God, that they may listen to you, O dear God, that they will hearken their hearts unto you, O Father God. And Lord God, we want to thank and praise your name for the Archbishop Ebonar Jordan, O Father God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, O dear God, for having this platform for us to come together in unity as a community so that we are building legacy, O Father God. We want to thank you for just allowing us to build inheritances for our families, O dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for just bringing a fresh anointing among all the prophets that's represented here on tonight, O Father God. But Lord God, you said where there are two or three that are gathered in your name, you will truly be in the midst. And we want to thank you for just bestowing upon us the gifts that you have blessed us with. In your Son Jesus' mighty name we pray and give thee thanks. Amen.
W. D. Cruz.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God, that is bestowed upon us each and every day. Lord, we thank you for your love, Lord God, that continues to be showered upon us. Lord, we thank you for the increase that is taking place in this season, Lord God. May we not be distracted, Lord God, in the things that are happening, Lord God, outside of our control, but knowing, Lord God, that we have victory in you. We pray over those who need extra prayer and healing today, Lord God, touch them. May your angels go to them on today, Lord God, and may they touch them in this season, in this hour. We thank you for our households, Lord God. Touch our households, the relationships, Lord God, that are taking place in our homes, outside our homes, in our communities, Lord God. I pray that your will just be done all over our lives. We thank you for the expansion and the expansion and the increase that's taking place in this season. Lord God, may you continue to bestow. Lord God, we have the leaders in your mighty precious name. Amen.
Next prophet.
Yes, and yes. Father God, thank you for this opportunity just once again, Lord, to meet together in agreement in prayer, Father. Thank you for the continued testimonies, Lord God, and your favor and grace and mercy that is with us, Lord God, and our families. Thank you for continued testimony for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Lord God. And we thank you even in advance for total recovery, Lord God, and speak that divine health and strength to her body. And we thank you for our insight, Lord God, and wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for the teaching that we have available to us, even through Book of the Month, Lord God, and the School of the Gods that we're going through right now. Thank you, Lord, that you are growing us and stretching us. Continue to strengthen our hearts, Lord God, and encourage our hearts, and move us forward into the breakthrough. Bring favor with contacts, Lord, and networking favor, financial favor, all that we need to accomplish your will for us, Lord God. Where you guide, you provide, Father, and we just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, we give you thanks, and we give you praise, Father, that you are worthy of all adoration, worthy to be glorified, worthy to be exalted, worthy to be lifted up. And Lord Jesus, you said, if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto yourself. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that draw, Father, even those unto you, Father. Lord, the outcasts, my God, you are bringing into your sheepfold in the name of Jesus, that they're hearing your voice. We thank you, Father, that you are still beautifying the meek with your salvation. And we decree, Father, we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of a testimony, we thank you, Father, for entering every heart and every life and every spirit that you're reviving, even though, even my God, prophetess, my God, Cynthia Dawson, Father, you bring out forth with laughter and joy and rejoicing. We thank you, Father, for the leaders of, my God, Archbishop Ebona, John, the pastor, and prophet Deborah Jordan, you're unctionizing, Father, with a fresh, Father, fresh revelation that proceed from you, fresh manner, Father, the fresh, my God, the unction that the Lord that will continue to propel us to go forward in you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for every family, every mother, every mothers in Zion, Father, that you're touching, you're healing, you're raising up strong, my God, as pillars in your kingdom. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the company of prophets, Father. We thank you for, Lord, even for those who are far off, my God, are listening even now, my God, that, Lord, you're ministering in their to their needs, my God, because you're still Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for being our Jehovah El Roy, my God, who hears and listens, Father, and bring forth your word with clarity to the lives of your people. We give you glory, praise, honor, and adoration with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And Father, we're just thanking you for another day to come into your presence with honor and glory. Father, we thank you for Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for everyone on the line. We thank you for every family member that's represented. Father, we thank you for the healing and strength for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We thank you for the strengthening of her family as they're walking through this season. Father, we thank you for all prayers that are being heard and all prayers that are being uttered in this season. Father, may you hear everyone. Father, may you come right on time like you always do, Father, because you are truly faithful. You are a keeper, Father. We love you. We honor you. Father, we thank you for our children. We thank you for the safety of every child, every children that is represented on this line. Father, we thank you for the encouragement that you give them. Father, we thank you for the hedge of protection you keep around them. Father, we thank you for the elderly that may be in a nursing home or at home. And Father, just give them peace. Give them the strength to know that you'll always be there. You'll never forsake them. Father, we thank you for all marriages. We thank you for business opportunities, Father. We thank you for those that just may have lost their jobs and can't see their way. Father, may you just come right on time on their behalf and allow them to have something even bigger, something even grander. And we thank you for the wisdom that you give us. We thank you for prophecology. We thank you for poem. Father, we thank you for the company of prophets. We thank you for the pastors. We thank you for the bishops. Father, we thank you for Mother Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Barry. And we thank you for Bishop Charlie Barry. We thank you for Prophetess Michelle. We thank you for Mother Gladys. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Alice Jackson.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for another day that you have made, for this new day that you are surrounding us with your love. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. And we thank you for granting us peace and wisdom and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for your marvelous covering and your protection, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Now, Lord, I just want to put up a prayer again for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, that you we see her whole and complete, God, and on her two feet. And we thank you, God, for what you're doing in her life and in the life of her family. We ask you to bless her family in a mighty way. And we thank you, God, for each and every prophet on the line tonight. And thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God. I ask you to strengthen them and keep them, protect them, surround them with your love, God. And thank you, God, for each and every prophet on the line. Remember their families. Remember them and their circumstances, God. I ask you to bless them. Give them sweet sleep on tonight, on this morning. And thank you, God, for the upcoming prayers, situations that are coming up. The men are going to be praying. God, you said men are to always pray and not faint. And thank you that we are not growing weary in our prayers. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in our lives through this prayer line. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, that rules our hearts and our minds. And remember each and every listener, God, grant them the desires of their heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Next prophet, Prophet Joshua.
Prophet amen. Joshua. And Father God, we thank you for this conference line. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for a new thing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching all of our leaders, our bishops, our pastors, Father God, all of our ministers. Father God, we want to thank you now for touching our leadership, Father God, even in our communities and even in our church, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for healing your people, Father God. I want to lift up each and every prayer and supplication before thee, Father God. And I want to thank you in advance for it being done, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to thank you as you continue to do a new thing even for her, Father God, in this season of rejuvenation and restoration, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching our elderly, Father God, and keeping them, Father God, and touching their minds, Father God. And I want to thank you for restoring unto them, Father God, the years of their youth. And I want to thank you, Father God, for creating inside of us a clean heart, Father God, so that we can chase after you, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for what you're doing in marriages and even in relationships and what you're doing even inside of your people and even inside of your heart. Even inside of their hearts. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift you up even now, Father God. We thank you for every life that's here on the line even now. We thank you for life. We thank you for love. We thank you for ministry. Father God, order our steps. Father God, allow us to hear your voice clearly and see you even now, Father God. Father God, protect our elders and our children even now. Bring us peace and clarity and allow right relationships to come our way. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Thank you, Lord God, for your power that's present to heal even now. We thank you, Lord God, for being so mindful of us. We thank you for your mercy and your kindness and your generosity towards us, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for every experience, Lord. We thank you for our wilderness experience. We thank you for, Lord God, our Lodabar experiences, Lord. We thank you for our hog pen experiences, God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us through, Lord God, the valley of dry bones. We thank you, Lord God, as you're leading us, Lord God, to our promised land. We thank you, Lord God, for lifting up every hung down head, Lord God. We thank you for the smiles that you're putting on every face, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We thank you, Lord God, that you fight against those who fight against us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for victory on every hand. We thank you, Lord God, that we've crossed our Red Seas, Lord God. We thank you for our River Jordans. We thank you for pulling down every Jericho wall in our lives, God. We thank you, Lord God, that there is no weapon that can form against us that will ever prosper. We thank you that every tongue that shall rise against us is already condemned by your power. We thank you, God, that you saved us and brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We thank you, God, that you have given us land, God, that we did not toil and cities we did not build. We thank you, Lord, that we are eating from vineyards that and olive groves that we did not plant, God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you, Lord God, that your provision is being seen even now. We thank you, Lord God, that healing is the children's bread, and we send your word to heal our sister, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We send your word for victory. We send your word for a mighty hand of deliverance. In the name of Jesus, even those that are on this call that have sick loved ones who are even having issues in their own bodies, God, we just dry up diabetes and tumors and sickle cell anemia, Lord God. We dry it up in the name of Jesus. We thank you for cleansing our blood in the Roshata, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus cleanses. The blood of Jesus make everyone whole. And we bless you, Lord God. The blood of Jesus arrests every spirit of dementia and Alzheimer's, God. We curse it at the very root, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Yolanda. Prophetess Yolanda. All right, Prophetess Deborah Gross. Prophetess Deborah Gross.
Sorry. Yes, Father God, we just thank you for this day. Today is the day which you have made holy, Father. Therefore, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we will rejoice in it because we praise you, for you are truly worthy to be praised for all that you do for us day in and day out, Father. You are so merciful, gracious, and forgiving. We thank you and we pray for the people right now in the sound of our voices, oh God, that they are realizing today that they are not just human beings, but they are spiritual beings having a human experience, that they are divine, and that we are all attached to you, Father. And as we walk in our power, as we walk at prophets, Father, as we go along your highways and byways, as when we show up, it is not us who is showing up, Father, but you. May we always walk in your footsteps. We are just so very, very grateful, Father, for what you're doing in our beloved Cynthia Dawson, oh God. We thank you. We see her whole, perfect, and healed as all the sick and ill are right now, Father. We claim the victory in Yeshua's name, Jesus' name. We love you so much with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our souls, and with all our beings. May we always represent you, Father God. May we show up as holy always and righteous unto you, oh Father. May we serve you to the day we die when we pass on to the next level, oh Father. May we hear, well done, my good and perfect servant, Father. That's because we love you. We want to show up excellent in all that we think, all that we say, and all that we do because of how we love you. And we encompass this beautiful planet that you have given us with so much love, Father God, for every man and woman on the earth, every child, and everything that has voice or breath. We bless them, Father, because we all belong to you, because you created everything, and all things are good. We love you. We praise you. It is in Jesus' holy and precious name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Tiny.
Amen and amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we just want to bless you for who you are in our life, Lord. Father, we thank you for the spirit of intercession, my God, that is upon us this day, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will pray, Lord. We will continue praying, Father. We will continue standing in a gap for your people, mighty God. And Father, I come against the spirit of laziness, Lord, when we're supposed to pray. The spirit of tiredness, my God, when we're supposed to pray, Father, that it doesn't have power over our life. And my God, we thank you as we draw our energy to you again, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just want to thank you for Archbishop. I thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. I pray, my God, that no arms against them shall ever prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for the life of Prophetess Naomi and the children, my God. Prophetess Bethany and the children, my God. Prophet Joshua and the children, my God, Prophet Aaron and Prophet Manasseh. Father, I pray, Lord, that be the hedge of fire around them, my God. And Father, I pray that no evil will fall before them, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Heavenly Father, that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper in the name of Jesus, that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, the pulling down of stronghold to the casting down of imagination. Father, we thank you that your hand is upon us, Lord, and I thank you for each and every prophet on the line, Lord. Father, I build a hedge of fire and I sprinkle the blood of Jesus in their houses, Lord, in their homes, my God, wherever they are right now, Lord. Father, be with them, and we thank you even for the power of healing upon prophetess, my God, Cynthia, that she is coming home soon. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you just to say thank you again, just to say thank you on this Tuesday morning, just to give you praise for everything you continue to do in our lives, for everything that we are standing in victory and breakthrough and miracles, God. God, we thank you that you have called us to be conquerors in this world, to conquer those things, God. We thank you, God, for the healing that you have placed in each and everyone's body, God, and even the healing that is in Prophet and Cynthia's daughter, that you're healing her each and every moment and throughout the day, God. Let it be a great testimony and where it is able to save other people's lives, God. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for all the things you're doing, God. We ask that you even break through blue. And Father God, we ask that you make us number one in any area and anything that we shall go after, God. And Father God, look over our children and our household, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for every utterance that have been said and spoken on this call on this morning. Father, we lift your name up high. Because, Father, you said in your word that if I be lifted up, that you would draw all men unto you. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Father, I pray for every household that's on this call on this morning. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just move in their life in a supernatural way. And, Father, whatever they are in need of, Father, I thank you right now, Lord, that you are right here, right now, supplying every need and every desire. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even as we move about this day, Father, Father, I thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Father, I thank you, Lord, because, Father, you said in your word that we are to be wise as serpents, but yet harmless as doves. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. We thank you, Father, for your strength. We thank you, Father, for your power that is coming about in the lives of your people today. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that our footsteps have already been ordered by you, Father. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you are and you alone is perfecting those things that concern us. Therefore, Father, we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret, nor do we have to walk in fear. But, Father, we will relax in you and we begin to find enjoyment and begin to rejoice in your name. Father, we thank you right now that we plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you. Father, we come against it in the name of Jesus. And we say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You are already under our feet. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that as we move about this day, we thank you, Lord, for wisdom. And Father, we thank you for favor. We thank you for favor. And we thank you for wisdom. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you bring about favor in high places, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we navigate through this day, Lord, right connections, good connections are showing up in the lives of your people, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, cause us to keep our head up, held up high, knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? Father, we lift your name up, and we rejoice in knowing that you are the God of our salvation. We rejoice in knowing, Lord, that you and you alone has the last say so, not man nor circumstances, but you. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice, and we choose to lift your name up like a trumpet and give your name the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Practice name, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just want to give a few announcements that we're going to end
We will be back here at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet. That's right. We will be back here with the Archbishop, the Master Prophet, at 9 a.m. for our Tuesday morning devotion with teaching. Amen. So let everyone know. Is there any other announcements from any other company of prophets?
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just wanted to announce that later on today at 12 noon, we will have Talk Tuesday with our host, Prophet Joshua Jordan, myself, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. Thank you.
Amen, amen. All right, Talk Life at 12 noon. All right, we're going to say good night and good morning and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day, and that this is will be the blessed, best and blessed Tuesday for you this week. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless you too.
Amen.
God bless.